Well, this is my 36th rainbow gather, 36th year of rainbow gathering, and I really have taken it to heart, and it's really influenced my journeys. And so I just put my heart into it when I come. And so people notice that about me, and I've written about some of my journeys too, and explorations into heart consciousness. And so I found myself at this camp last night, and I'd made a friend there, and he's a hard-working man with 8 kids, a company and everything, and things go really well in his life, but he still had some of the stresses that everyone gets, and he asked me to pray for him. And so I didn't say yes, but then he starts looking at me like he expected me to say something. And, well, I don't really... All I could think was pray in secret, something I read somewhere in the text that he tended to follow, actually. And so I told him that. I said, well, I kind of pray in secret. And one thing is that I know that in my mind I don't know. So I know how to pray, but in my mind I don't know how to pray. I'm a skeptic. I'm doubt-filled and everything. I'm probably very accurately described mentally as an agnostic. But I have a sure confidence of an interconnectedness among all things and across time and space and everything. And I allow for the profound even when I don't know that I even have the capacity for it. I want to trust that if there is a capacity, I want to open myself so to allow for it. And so I knew that I could pray for him, but I knew I couldn't say anything in the words of my mind. And so I'm walking around later that night, and I just all of a sudden noticed that my heart was praying for him. So the fullness of his image, his presence was there with me walking on the trail, and I found myself praying for him. And that's my prayer.